Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I think I'm going to need to disagree with you, Alexis. I don't think Frito pie sounds like a sexual thing.
I never thought so.
I just said I would love a Frito pie right now, and she said that sounds like something sexual.
It does. Boy, you know you want this Frito pie.
Boy.
You can put anything after that phrase and it'll sound like that.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, Rob. What? Boy, you know your possibilities in my head. There's a lot of things you could say after that sentence.
Boy, you know you want these dumplings.
Mm-hmm. You know.
That one does. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like a full, not just Fritos and chili. I mean, I want some tomatoes on it. Mm-hmm. Maybe some Rotel tomatoes on it with the chilies.
Do the Rotel tomatoes come already like that? You can just buy them as Rotel tomatoes.
Yeah, that's the brand. Rotel tomatoes have the tomatoes and chili peppers in them in a can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like diced tomatoes in a can.
Stupid. Oh, I thought Rotel dip was because of the cheese that's in it.
No, it's the tomatoes. And that's the brand name, Rotel.
I didn't know that.
You're so stupid.
I thought Rotel was cheese.
That you know Ace Rotel cheese?
Yeah, go to the...
look at you. You're okay. Little
go ahead. Enjoy it. I'll let you have it that you knew about Rotel cheese more than I did.
Rotel is a food snob. Didn't know... Shit, my Rotel tomato.
Go to the can you please go to the deli counter or the dairy section and get me a pound of Rotel cheese.
Well, I knew it wasn't real cheese, but still.
It's not cheese.
I know it's not cheese
at all.
Yeah, so shut up over here trying to make me feel bad because I don't know stuff that goes into a fake dish.
What?
It's not real. It's
what?
Fake.
What's
fake
not real? Yeah, you,
what are you understanding?
She's talking about Velveeta is not real.
Oh,
yeah,
real cheese.
I was like, don't tell me.
But you can put Rotel tomatoes in all kinds of dishes that are actually real.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I use fresh tomatoes, not tomatoes in a can.
Oh, okay.
Well, you dumb. Mm-hmm.
That's why Ace knows what it is because it comes in a can.
Yeah.
So,
which, by the way, that does sound like a sexual thing.
Yeah.
Anything that comes in a can, expert.
Mm.
The can expert.
But so all this time you thought that Rotel was describing the cheese?
I thought it was just like the dip, like it was just Rotel dip. I didn't know that it was because of the tomatoes.
Named after Frederick Rotel.
Yeah, exactly.
The creator of Rotel dip.
From Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever really use vegetables in cans. I don't do that.
What?
Mm-mm.
You don't do canned
corn?
So
you've never made that. You've never made that dish,
mm-mm.
The little Rotel dip.
I've made like chili, like cheeseburger dip, which is the same thing, but without the tomatoes, I guess.
So you just melt Velveeta and put
burger
in it.
Yeah, onions, garlic, and then the ground beef.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, me put those Rotel tomatoes on anything.
Hmm.
Pretty much. But anyway, that's what I would want on my Frito pie. When I was a kid, I would put mayonnaise in it.
In the Frito pie?
Yeah.
I don't see
like
anything
you,
wrong with
like
it.
Like just like a...
A dollop.
A dollop?
A little dollop. Mm,
just a teaspoon dollop. I don't want a whole lot in it. Mm. Just enough to make it creamy.
They should do that with Doritos.
But the condiment of the most popular condiment to go in a Frito pie is mustard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you put mustard on a chili dog.
Yeah.
So.
A little vinegar.
But I don't like mustard a whole lot.
I don't either. I like Dijon mustard.
Mm-hmm. Why are you cutting it all the time, though? Up in here, cutting the mustard. I try not to use Velveeta in any of my cookings.
Mm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at it down on it like it's not.
Yeah.
It's just so fake looking, but it's so good. It looks fake. It feels fake. It's delicious, though.
But I would rather, just as well have, not the in-a-box Velveeta and cheese, but to do my own macaroni and then put Velveeta chunks in it. And I'd rather have that than some of these homemade macaroni and cheese in the oven, like baked macaroni and cheese.
And they're never cheesy enough for the most part.
The baked ones?
Yeah. Mm. Never creamy enough, cheesy enough.
My little friend Jenny loves macaroni and cheese. And she likes the kind in the oven, too. You know, it doesn't matter. But she doesn't want the breadcrumbs on top of it.
Get a little crunch.
I'm hungry, y'all. Let's not talk about
cheese. You need to hit that drive-thru on the way home.
No, see, this is why it's all y'all's fault.
You want to use my taco pass?
No.
Yeah, you were wanting to use it yesterday.
Oh, no.
Let me get that taco pass,
Rob. Order it for me, and I'll go pick it up.
Give me that code.
And I can't believe you guys got so, up in arms about that. I'm like, if he's not going to use it, what's wrong with me asking for it? It's like they're wasting the tacos. They're going to waste the taco that he would have had.
Well, here's one.
Do you know how many people are hungry?
Yeah. There's one right here.
This girl. What?
Here's one. It's because, no offense.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
But when you ask for everything,
yeah,
sometimes it's just like, shut up, quit asking for stuff.
But if I don't ask, then I won't get it.
I know, but sometimes
you say that people give you stuff all the time that you don't ask for, like Apple Watches and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Apple Watch didn't come, I had to get it myself, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, so, but then if I ask, if people give me stuff without me asking, and then I can also ask when appropriate, then I got double the stuff.
But when
do you ask when it's appropriate?
That's what I'm saying.
I just feel it.
And look, asking one of us, because we know each other, we're close to each other and all that, is different than when you just ask somebody when you haven't even told them your name yet. Do you want something?
She does that?
Yeah, do I do that?
Yeah.
I don't remember asking strangers for things.
I don't know. When I introduced you to the head of the record label that night at the train show, you're the guy that's going to talk to get some free tickets.
Yeah, because I was joking. I was doing a funny. I was trying to make you look good, Ace.
But also, if you said yes.
I can't.
God.
I can't remember. I wasn't there, actually, when you met the guy from the Panthers front office. Did you ask him for tickets and stuff? The Carolina Panthers?
Yes. Who was he, that Adam's friend or whatever? Yeah, I did. But again, it was a joke, but being serious, but a joke.
But if he gave
him to me, I'd be like, okay, cool, but I'm just joking. I was being funny. That's like my thing.
Yeah.
Being funny.
Mm-hmm.
So. Being funny by asking for things?
Yes.
See, it's being funny.
It's a specific brand of comedy.
My type of comedy is what I like to call, Carrot Top's a prop comic. Jerry Seinfeld does observational humor. I do uncouth funny. I pretend to be uncouth.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
She's like Andrew Dice Clay.
There's something for everybody.
I tend to be, unfinished, rough around the edges socially.
And it's hilarious.
It's a very unique brand of comedy.
Exactly. No one else is going to have it, so I'll stand out.
And the thing that is, it's working and she's having a good comedy routine is the more awkward the laugh is that she gets from people. See, I try to get awkward laughter.
Yeah.
Nervous laughter is what I try to get.
My favorite.
Oh, so you're the one I see about getting the free tickets. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I give back, though, to the universe.
What do you give back to the universe?
Smiles and love.
Oh, that's equal.
That's not, you know, putting tickets in people's pockets.
It all works. It all works itself out. It all evens out.
Are you trying to put a price tag on her smiles?
Yeah, smile. Exactly.
Smiles and love and getting me a free meal at the Palm. I'll tell you that.
I can get you a free meal somewhere, though. Yeah. So
yeah, not wrong. As soon as Rob gives her that code.
Yeah, the one thing she could do is get you a free meal. Somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're never gonna starve with me as a friend.
Yeah,
we.
I mean, I am. There is something about it that I do appreciate. Might be the word, because I know that I would never just text a couple of restaurateurs at one time and go, "Hey, it's Tuesday. I'm going out to dinner. Who's going to buy me a free meal?"
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't occur to me. But like when she does it, I'm like, I mean, good for her. That's.
And you guys have benefited from it as well. Okay. We've gone to eat and last minute and been able to get a table. So you're welcome.
I was giving you a compliment.
Yeah. That's what he was doing.
I mean, oh, I thought he was telling me when I go out to eat by myself. Like, I'm just like, oh. No,
he just said that.
Something I realized that I could never do that. It's a good thing that you can do that. You feel that comfortable.
I was just saying, like, you guys are just like, I just do that all the time. Like, oh, I'm hungry. Who wants to give me free food?
You know what? You know, you're trying to get in shape and lose weight. Maybe next time before you step on the scale, you should remove that chip from your shoulder.
Shut up.
He's trying to compliment you.
Yeah.
Well, he never does, so I don't know how he compliments.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to accept love.
You just can't say, oh, like I was wrong. Dog. My bad.
I'm damaged.
Sorry, I didn't know.
I'm working on it. I got therapy today.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Will there ever be an opportunity that we can sit in on some of that and talk to the therapist for what we think you need?
Hell no.
kind of like when your mom goes to the doctor with you and go, he's also been coughing.
Right, yeah.
Dr. Brown.
What would you tell my therapist?
I don't know. Is it going to do any good if I can't really tell her? It's not only going to upset you, and we'd rather not do that.
Right.
That's good. What should we tell each other's therapist?
That's a good idea.
Tell them to work on this.
I like that a lot.
You know, you're good. It's good. Mm-hmm. But you know the people at the restaurant, so that's asking them, you know, for a free meal is just like asking a friend. So.
Exactly. And I worked at these places. So.
Yeah. Well, when you no longer work at this place, don't ask us for shit.
I don't get shit anyways.
I'm coming back here.
Are over.
Asking us for a damn thing.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
What if I told y'all, what would be your first reaction to tell y'all about somebody who owns, who in Memphis, who owns a $1,400 Gucci diaper bag?
Get out.
All right.
What do you mean? What would I think of them?
Yeah, I think that's dumb.
Yes, very dumb.
$1,400 on a diaper bag.
Would you ever think about anybody in Memphis being able to afford a $1,400 Gucci diaper bag?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Elvis family, maybe.
Priscilla.
I just always, I'm like,
the only person I know from Memphis.
When it comes to Memphis, I'm always like Riggins about Louisiana. Like, I just automatically assume people there, they're all blues singers and, you know,
yeah,
living hard times.
Like, they're poor.
Well, yeah, and they're, because they all sing the blues.
You know,
yeah, blues thought, came from.
So if you're sad, you're poor.
My first thought though is like,
what rich people got to sing about this blues?
It's the blues.
What?
I was just gonna. My first thought was like FedEx is there.
You're so dumb.
The Memphis Grizzlies basketball team. You know, they make a lot of money. You know,
well,
I did see a thing with a rich person being interviewed one time. They were talking about, you know, depression and being sad. And they said, look, rich people have the same problems. They get sad. Yeah, but they did point out having a lot of money does make it a little bit easier to cope.
Yeah, I'd rather be sad with money than sad being poor as hell.
But the reason I was asking about the diaper bag is because the police in Memphis are looking for a burglar who burgled somebody. The car was parked in front of their house, and the guy goes and breaks into it, steals a bunch of credit cards, a $500 ring, and a Gucci diaper bag valued at $1,400. It was about 10 at night. They don't know whether it was a random theft or if it was targeted because the person knew they had stuff in there of value. But they came back about 3 days later and tried to break into the same vehicle. But this time they weren't successful and went on about their business. But they're still looking for the person.
How dumb. They went to the same car.
Yeah, they talk, hey, I got in it once. Walk around with a Gucci diaper bag. Oh, a Gucci goo.
Like, I'm no con artist or anything, but I could definitely give these people some advice.
Okay, yeah, here's my first question, yes. Why is all that stuff still in your car?
Right.
Why is the $1,400 bag and the ring, and why are your credit cards still sitting out in your car?
Because maybe the people driving that car are related to Rob's girlfriend, Meredith.
They think that
they're trying to make sure there's no bed bugs in it before they bring it in the house.
We got
to
bake them out. I
forget. Right? Isn't that what she keeps all of her clothes in the car for a while.
Baking them.
When she comes back from somewhere. That's just weird to me. It's like when people break into a musician's house. Who was the musician a while back? Somebody broke into his house and they got $250,000 worth of jewelry and a bunch of, and like $100,000 in cash. Why do you have $100,000 in cash sitting around in your
house? Or like, yeah, why don't you have it in a safe if you're going to keep that?
Yeah. And there are people like Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, he's flashy. He shows off his cash. He has a lot of cash, but he also has security 24/7 around his place. So it's at least he's taking steps to conquer that.
Yeah.
It just always seems weird to me.
Yeah, I don't understand flashy anyway. That's not something I can relate to at all.
Like flexing?
No. I think it's uncouth.
Would you say anybody here is flashy?
No. But I will say, if you fell into a bunch of money, your ass would be flashy as hell.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
How do you know I don't have a bunch of money right now?
Well, either that or you a lie. You a damn lie.
How do I say this?
Yeah. What did Ace tell you the other day before the show? That when somebody's alarm was going off in the parking lot, he said, I knew it wasn't. Nobody would be breaking in your car.
He's like, no offense, but I knew it wasn't your car. Like, damn.
Sorry.
You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. That's why I kind of have not replaced my windshield, because I have that train of thought. Like, no one's going to break into my car if they see, like, it's dented or it has. They're going to be like, this girl's too poor. She hasn't even replaced her windshield.
Yeah, nobody's looked at mine. Nobody's going to break into my car.
And guess
out there.
What? I got millions
you
in
still,
there.
You still airing up that tire every few days?
Yep, sure am.
I didn't know that. Was it Friday? When I was leaving Friday, I heard. And I was like, or maybe it was last Wednesday. So, whatever it was. Yeah, it was Wednesday. The last day I was here, I was like, what? Alexis. And her little head pops up from behind her car. I said, are you still airing up that tire? I thought you fixed that. She goes, no. Nah.
Okay. Nah, how often not do you in have a rush to do for that. Like once a week.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. Okay. And I am going on Wednesday to get my brakes replaced. And I'm going to have them look at everything and just make sure everything's running right. So.
Mm-hmm. So did you get your own little air compressor or is that Rob's?
No, I bought my own.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a heating pad yet?
Nope. But we're getting there. One thing at a time.
We got to make a list of things that Alexis needs to buy. She needs a heating pad.
I got no brakes.
I even, last week, she was talking about how she's scared to drive in the rain. And I understand that. I don't like my mom driving in the rain. So I said, I'll come in and I'll put, tomorrow I'll bring in Rain-X and I'll put it on your windshield and it makes a big difference if you're driving in the rain. She goes, oh, no, I mean, my windshield's beat to shit. There's no point.
That's not going to do shit.
She's driving around this town like Ace Ventura.
It's true.
That Rain-X won't stick to this broke ass windshield.
That Rain-X doesn't beat the shit. Let's forget about it.
We get in there, though. We get in there.
Yeah, it's one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. You know? One foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
Got to crawl before you can walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are y'all going to do when the gas is not available anywhere?
Which is probably
coming pretty soon.
Well, I can come stay at your guest room Monday through Friday. So then you can just bring me to the show.
No, I was thinking about you and Rob staying together and carpooling or something.
Oh, I was going to say I'm working from home then.
Yeah, Rob can work
yeah,
from
so
home.
Yeah, so you work from Rob's home.
Oh.
No. I would be in the background and be like, what snacks you got?
Good morning, sweet prince. Wakey, wakey.
Oh, man.
Would Meredith like having Alexis living there with y'all?
Maybe. I don't know. I hope not.
More female energy in the house.
But does Meredith like guests coming in and out, that kind of thing? Or
when it's her guests.
So she doesn't like anybody you bring to the house.
That'd be fun. I'd make you guys breakfast.
But does she like hanging out with all your cousin and your niece and all that? I know your niece is her best friend, but.
Well, yeah, my cousin, she doesn't care one way or the other if he's there, but she doesn't want him there. She doesn't not want him there is what I'm saying.
She never says, hey, invite him over.
No, never.
Yeah. I feel like we've touched a nerve here and we should skedaddle on something
else. Let's get out of here.
No, we're something good. About Rob's tone of voice made me feel like, oh, damn, okay.
Nah, we good.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we all may need to have to get a setup to do the show from each of our houses. Because I mean, we're headed for gas shortage. I mean, serious, not like, just expensive gas.
Well, I'm only
shortage.
I can walk.
Yeah, you can walk.
Like, there's going to be no gas left at all in the country.
You never know.
And what about the houses that use gas for heating?
They're going to be out of luck.
And they can't cook food.
That is a different kind of gas, though.
Oh, it is.
But it's still heating oil, stuff like that. Yeah. For like where you grew up in Massachusetts, they use heating oil for their house.
What?
Heating oil.
Yeah, a lot of places in the north use heating oil.
Where do you get that from?
From just like they deliver it from petroleum places.
I don't remember that.
Like Paul Revere shit.
The heating oil store.
The heating oil store. Heatingoil.com. I don't remember. And then where do you put it?
There's a tank in the yard.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people heat their house with propane.
Yeah, I knew that.
There's a big propane tank out in the yard.
What's the one that has the little pilot thing, and then is that a water? That's a water
hot
cooler,
water
right?
Yeah,
hot water heater.
I had to kind of fix one of those one time off, and I did it off of YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yep, and I got it working.
That's good because those can be dangerous.
I know. I didn't know that until afterwards.
YouTube is that's one of the great things about YouTube. You can find anything and fix anything off of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to have a little bit of talent. For that kind of thing, and I don't.
Talent.
I mean, I could watch somebody do something like that. Like when I had to change out that pipe in the shower.
Yeah.
I was in there cussing that thing. Like, watch it 10 times and I back it up. What did he say? I'm trying that. I'm doing that. It's not working. You know.
You were trying to do some like plumbing? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I had to replace the pipe that comes out of the wall, not just the shower head, but I had to put a longer pipe. coming from behind the tile out farther into the shower. So, because the
that's a pretty heavy duty home. I mean, that's not something you
had to take the tile out.
No, there's a hole in the tile where that thing, you know, if you look at the wall and the pipe coming out of the wall has a little round cover up against the tile.
Oh, so it was already kind of coming out through the tile then.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay. I thought you meant you had to go in behind that and...
My little 5 foot mom would run circles around. She redid all of our bathrooms in her house. She put the tiles down. She did it all herself.
Yeah, she would.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be threatened by that.
Like that. I wish I could be like her.
I get her to do some handy shit around my house.
She'll do it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She built like a whole bathroom out, like an outhouse pretty much in her new house.
Yeah. That's because she's.
That's just what she's used to, so she wants it to be very traditional.
That's not what I was going to say.
I
was going to say that so she can escape when people come over to the regular house, she could go out there. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say that's what she was doing when your brother was coming?
My brother's here. With her? Yeah.
He is? And then she's living out in that other house?
She has another little house in the back that she also like redid. Mm-hmm. And so she did the outhouse bathroom. But it's so nice. Like, it's a really nice bathroom. It's just you're going to freeze in the wintertime when you got
to
use it.
See, you're trying to get me to act like I'm saying some racial stuff that I'm not saying.
Well, because about 80% of the time, it usually is.
What?
You say
I didn't say
like
anything
that.
About your mom.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were about to say, oh, is that because that's how she is used to feeling like home in El Salvador? You would say something like that.
You're insulting yourself.
You would say something like that. Don't lie.
I would never say
jumped out there
like
with that man.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, but this new little house that she built out there, mm-hmm. How many dogs are on that roof?
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Alexa says something earlier. She's bragging to Riggins. I don't know whether it was bragging or not. What'd she say about her underwear, Riggins?
Oh my God.
She said, my underwear is getting a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I originally misunderstood. I thought she meant getting bigger because she was like losing weight.
Right.
She was talking about her butt's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. She's been doing a lot of exercise in the gym and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
y'all were high fiving.
I said
stuff
good
about
for
that.
You. Yeah. I gave her a high five.
Why are you trying to get fat? Alexa?
Shut up! You're so annoying. I'm not trying to get fat. I'm just trying to have a fat booty. That's it.
Juicy.
Yeah, just the juicy. I need some cheeks.
So what's
look at them cheeks.
How's that different than my question? Why are you trying to get fat?
Oh my God, you're
most
so
people
annoying.
Don't try to get fat unless they're in a movie or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to be in a movie.
Hmm.
I haven't told you guys.
So what does one eat to get fat while they're working out?
Chips.
I've never That's heard it. That before.
It's just chips.
What does one eat? I just have this vision of you working out with a big bag of chips over there. Like you take a quick water break, we get a sip of water. I'll get a couple handfuls of these Ruffles while I'm here. Yeah.
Give me motivation. I almost drank a beer yesterday before going to work out. I'm like, what am I doing?
Now, one of we don't talk about this on the show, but one of my favorite things to do to aggravate is to tell Riggins and Alexis that any woman who has a big butt is fat.
So
I think she's fat. Yeah. And, oh, they get all up in arms about that. Like Kim Kardashian is fat.
No, she's not.
She's obesity.
Oh my god! It's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
That is pretty ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. It? Her body is like insanely amazing.
But y'all get so worked up over it.
Oh, no, we really don't. What's interesting is that we'll be talking amongst ourselves, and then he jumps in.
Right.
She's fat.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Shut up.
That is true. That does happen.
I can't help it that she's fat.
We get worked up. It's just funny because then you turn around and go, well, you like rail thin, super skinny. And then he gets all bent out of shape. Mm. That's not what
And then how many pictures will he show us? I'm like, okay, is she fat? Is this person? Like, shut up. He said that when we were at that event the other day in front of these two younger kids, and I don't think they knew he was kidding. He said about Kim Kardashian being fat. And their faces were like, what? They were like laughing to be polite, but they didn't get it.
You talking about Ben and Mackie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think they get me.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Especially at Mackie. I don't think he doesn't think that, you know, I don't know whether he doesn't think that I'm being sarcastic or he just doesn't like that type of thing. But I can tell it. He kind of gets awkward sometimes when I'm messing around.
To quote the great philosopher Jody, people don't know how to take you.
Ain't that the truth?
People don't know how to take you.
I was seeing it real time happening.
Yeah, they'll come around.
He was like polite laughing, but I was like, he doesn't get it.
Was it about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, what were you talking about? Because he was saying how Kim Kardashian's fat.
Yeah.
Obese.
Yeah, she's obesity.
Yeah.
No. So Alexis wants a bigger butt, but like Kim Kardashian, small waist.
Yeah.
Bigger butt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
she want to look like a pear.
Yeah, like a pear.
Look like a big fat.
No,
pear.
I don't want to look like a big fat pear.
She want to look like a big fat pear.
A big old fat pear. You want to be shaped like a damn hot sauce bottle. That's what Kim Kardashian looked like. A hot sauce bottle.
Stop it.
Oh, I think her shape is just so sexy.
It's the most amazing. Her whole body is
nice
boobs, little tiny waist. I think, did they say that she got a breast reduction? I just like kept seeing that last week, people talking about that.
Well, that's even dumber.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah. I know. You're making yourself look even more disproportionate. The way she's shaped, though, to me, is about the same way a guy looks if he is completely bulky bodybuilder looking on top with no legs.
Oh, I hate that.
That's what she looks like to me. Her top doesn't match her bottom.
I think it does. I'm
trying to think. Have you seen that guy, the Liver King? Do you know who that is?
You see that picture that they are talking about where they say that they think that she did something?
No.
Oh.
Some kind of thing.
Some kind of
I'm just
thing.
Looking at random pictures. I just Googled images of her. Dress, jeans. Here she is in a bathing suit. Another dress.
I haven't really seen her since the Ray J video. does she look different now?
No. Ooh, she's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those last pictures I saw that she did, when she had that crazy hair.
It's not a
good well. That was just a one. That was just a one thing. You know.
And that's just for like a photo shoot.
But most of the time, I have to do a double take to be able to tell whether I'm looking at Kim Kardashian or Lizzo.
Oh my god! Shut up. You're the dumbest.
It's like, oh my god, why is Kim Kardashian playing that crystal flute?
Jerk.
What?
This is so just.
I know. Riggins. Oh, Riggins is so funny.
Why is that bad?
No reason.
Anyways, I'm about to get some cheeks. So that's that. Whatever.
You remember when I used to say that T.I. and Pharrell are the same person?
Yeah.
go, wait a minute. Is T.I. for real?
I thought that was genuine. Like, he genuinely didn't know. That's T.I., right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we used to have a guy that worked for us that would get so frustrated because he was like, these people think you're dumb. You don't mind that they think you're dumb when you say stuff like that? Like, no, that's more fun to me.
Yeah.
You know? Especially, you know, when other fat people get upset because I call Kim Kardashian out for being morbidly obesity.
Morbidly obesity.
I like attacking the fat people. I feel like they don't catch enough right. shit.
But if I really thought, if Kim Kardashian were really obese, there's no way I would be sitting here laughing about it and all that.
Right. Right.
She's just, oddly shaped.
Oddly?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, she's disproportionate.
No, she's not.
Which one is the disproportionate? Like, well, what should be bigger or smaller?
She's so skinny on the top, her, like y'all said, flat stomach and all that, and so big on the bottom.
See,
it doesn't match.
I've just been looking at pictures of her, and I don't think she's as big on the bottom as you make her out.
No, because he's exaggerated.
Women that get huge, boob implants. They're disproportionate.
Right.
Yeah, if they're super skinny and flat-butted and all that, that's why she should have kept it. If she needs big boobs to try to even herself out.
Yeah, I don't know that she got a breast. I don't know anything about
it. It was like they were just saying based off of a recent interview that she did. It wasn't like she confirmed it or anything like that, but.
Yeah, I think she looked
pretty. Yeah, I saw a picture of her the other day from the front, and those, her hips and all were sticking way out to each side. Like she looked like a car with the doors open.
Here's a recent picture of her.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I was looking at.
My God, she's so fat.
You're so dumb, dude. Like, shut up. Let me see that picture.
That's crazy.
Like, her body's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn just said, OMFG. TJ talking about Kim Kardashian playing that crystal flute has me crying.
Because I am funny. I mean, come on now. Y'all know I'm funny.
Hilarious.
So, anyway, good luck with becoming fat, Alexis. That's your goal.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
What could possibly be an insult?
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Turn on. Alexis, tell your therapist today that you've slipped into paranoia and delusion. She'll know.
Mm-hmm. She will.
I assume that it's a she. Would you be too intimidated by a man mental health professional?
Please, I would not be intimidated.
He's not going to be sitting pretzel legged in the middle of the floor talking to you on the Zoom, playing the crystal glasses when you put your finger in water and rub over the top of them.
I hate those things.
It's weird sound, creepy sound.
Doesn't sound. I hate that.
The sound bowls.
No, where they put the water in the wine glasses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It annoys the shit out of me for some reason. I don't know why.
I think I always think, like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like
I'm done.
Like, it's like a trick.
Oh, I got it. See you later. I'm finished.
How many times does your therapist hit the gong in the middle of your session?
We don't do any of that. We haven't even used a sound bowl. It's just in there. She's actually awesome. I love her.
All right, Riggins.
Yeah. This is the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country, visit real strip clubs, and I find real one-star reviews from the internet. Rob, do you mind stopping the coughing?
No, I can't.
He's getting worse as the show goes on. I'm worried about him. We read real one-star reviews from the internet, and we will start in Lexington, Kentucky at a place called Cowboys Showgirls. Tom left a one-star review, brief. This place puts the word shit in shitty titty.
Okay.
If you don't have an STD, you will when you leave this garbage pit. 1 star. So I think he doesn't understand how that is supposed to work. You know. Hey, put the word shit in shitty titty. Well, that's not a... I mean, maybe that.
Have you ever heard of it? I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Then we can go to Hialeah, Florida. How do you say it?
Hialeah.
How you doing?
Hialeah, Florida. PT's Show Club. John left a 1-star review. Please, please, please do not go here. The girls are ratchet and they will try to finesse you in any way possible. The management sucks and half the girls smell like ass and are sweating like crazy. Go to Tootsie's. That's where it's at. 1 star.
Tootsie's. They smell like ass.
Sweating like crazy.
I mean, this place sucks.
Yeah, she's wet, I guess. I don't know. That wouldn't bother me. If she's sweating, I mean, she's dancing.
Papa Molly, I'm sweat.
Yeah, come on now. Then we can go to Nashville, Tennessee, at a place called Pure Gold's Crazy Horse. Jason left a 1-star review. I got charged $200 and another $150 for a lap dance, each only about 10 minutes long. I don't understand why I had to be ripped off my first time in Nashville. Don't make enough money as it is. 1 star.
Well, wait, how'd you get the second one?
Exactly. He spent $200, then another $150 on another 10-minute lap dance.
So he spent $350, and he got 20 minutes worth of lap dances.
Yeah.
And if you don't make enough money as it is, why are you in a strip club to begin with?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, pervert. That's the point.
What are you doing?
Prevert.
I don't know. Like, Nashville has wronged him. I don't understand why I didn't be ripped off my first time in Nashville.
Yeah, like they did it to him on purpose. Like they were.
Get him.
Yeah. This guy right here.
There's a sucker coming through.
Yeah. You paid $150. That lady was grinding on you for 10 minutes. You got what you paid for. Exactly. It's a strip club.
I don't make enough money as it is.
Yeah. Again, like TJ said, if you don't make enough money as it is, don't go to the strip club.
Yeah. Then we can go to Pompano Beach, Florida, at a place called Booby Traps. John left a 1-star review. They have a girl there named Jessica. She talks about how attracted she was to me, and I'll have to give her my number so she can call me. Yeah, right. She convinces me to come back the next time and spend more money on her because midway through our time together in the champagne room, she needs to recount how much money I gave her. Stay out of this place. It's a trap. If you want to talk to a pretty girl, give her money and never date her. Try getting a therapist. I wish I could give 0 stars. 1 star.
So that's a trick they do. You didn't give me enough money.
I guess. Or come back next time. So he got duped twice. Yeah. He comes back, gives her more money.
But
he's like, I need to recount this.
Yeah. It's his fault for being so stupid as to think the stripper likes him.
Yeah. It's a common rookie move. Yeah. You fall in love with the stripper. I've seen it happen many times. Many times.
Oh, who was it? Was it Akon that did that? Who did I'm in love with a stripper?
I'm in love. It's T-Pain.
Akon
might have been on that.
But didn't you have a friend, Riggins, that actually did?
Yeah.
Ended up like married her or something, right?
They dated for a while.
They dated for a long time, yeah.
But fell in love with her at the strip club, and we all went, what are you doing, buddy? It's 2 a.m. Nobody falls in love at 2 a.m.
Nobody at the stripper doesn't care about you.
Yeah, she came.
But she must have. They dated.
They dated.
It's one case.
He brought her to a seafood boil. We all, like a family event.
Yeah.
And it was weird. Weird.
If you didn't know already, would you have known she was a stripper when she came to the event?
Yeah.
She had stripper written all over.
She stripper written on from head to toe.
Did she smell like a stripper when she was in the personal time?
I don't recall. I'm sure she did.
You know, they all you know,
heavy.
A heavy perfume.
Heavily perfumed.
They spray it in their hair too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome though.
You like that?
I'm just saying. So.
They whip me in the face with it.
It's all right.
It's pretty awesome.
We can go to Alexis's hometown of Boston, Massachusetts, at a place called Centerfold. John left a 1-star review. The chicks here are amazingly skanky pole hot, which I love. But very expensive. Don't bring less than a grand with you. You got to make it rain on them at least once an hour to get a pole smoker to even pretend to pay attention to you.
Pole smoker.
And then you got to sit 100 yards away from the stage. You need a pair of binoculars just to see one titty. 1-star.
$1,000.
That's what he said. Don't bring less than a grand with you. I like skanky pole hot. Like, that's a very descriptive, like, skanky pole
hot. And I know
hot.
Exactly what he means with
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Conjures an image that you immediately know what she looks like. Then we can go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at a place called Boardwalk. This is a gay bar / strip club. John left a 1-star review. I've been a regular here for the last year or so, but tonight the bartender named Sparkles was in a pissy mood, and he started berating me about adding a shot to the end of my meal. The meal was fine, but he started bitching about adding a shot to it. Charged me $40 for 4 shots of watered-down alcohol. That was mostly a frozen daiquiri or something. I frequent this place about twice a week, but no more. I hope management is happy with him.
Twice a week going to the strip club. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he didn't have to take a shot. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
they're pushy.
They're definitely pushy, it sounds like. Sparkles.
Which, by the way, is your new name, Riggins.
Sparkles. Sparkles. So I'm okay with that.
Where are you going, Sparkles?
I find it hard to believe that I could get pissed at somebody named Sparkles. But I see what you're doing, Sparkles. Calm down. Then we can wrap up in Nashville, Tennessee, at a place called Cabaret Royale. Jason left a 1-star review. It came highly recommended from the locals, but I quickly felt like I was being taken for a ride. They pressured me to pay, along with the cover price, an additional tip just to enter. For what? What justifies a tip at that point in the game? What do you tip Walmart greeters too? Like, thanks, you old bastard. Here's a $5. It was only one stage in a mostly empty room devoid of any kind of entertainment. I've seen better atmosphere on Mars. Calling the girls here average would have been a compliment. Usually you have to walk into a bowling alley to see women of that stature. I would never go there even if I was on fire. 1-star.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty funny.
Even if he was on fire.
Yeah, he got that line from the movie Arthur. You know, he said, usually one would have to go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so the guy that lets you in the door guy wants a tip.
Wanted the tip as well.
Or he wouldn't let you in?
Apparently not. Cabaret Royale. Now, I don't know where this is in Nashville, but, you know, if it's in a tourist location, I find these overly aggressive people asking for tips are typically in the touristy kind of places. Like in Vegas, sometimes you see that a lot. Like, they ask for tips for everything. But I don't know. Even the door guy wanted a tip.
And they're so into being in a strip club, they'll just... All right, well,
I guess.
Yeah, I got to get in there. I got to go.
Yeah,
get out of my way.
But
she charged me $200, and I didn't get much of a dance, but maybe this girl will give me more of a dance, so I'm going to spend that money again.
Yeah, and then they'll follow up and then be like, and then I asked the management about it, and they just told me, hey, buddy, it's a strip club. Like, what do you think? Like, they seem to be on board with the
it's like, hey,
the game.
They tell the staff, hey, however you can get some money out of them, get it. You got our permission to do that.
Yeah. That's the way it seems in a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm. Who do y'all think has been to the most strip clubs or spent the most time in a strip club of all of us on the show?
Good question.
I know for a fact who it is.
I do too.
Who?
Alexis.
More than Ace?
Why would Ace be?
Because he's been alive way longer than I have.
You think Alexis has been to more strip clubs?
She used to go once a week.
I wasn't going once a week.
That's what you said. You said y'all would go once a week after your waitressing shift.
You did say one time that y'all used to go once a week.
Like amateur night or whatever. But that doesn't really count that as going to strip club because they're not real strippers.
See, I would have said TJ.
I would have thought you because you like that kind of stuff.
He's a pervert.
Thanks, you old bastard.
I am not what you would consider by any stretch of the imagination a strip club connoisseur. I'm not a huge fan of strip clubs. It's not my thing.
But you're still way older than me, so I would feel like you probably would have been.
And TJ was a strip club maniac.
Were you really?
When he lived in California.
Really?
A maniac?
No, not a maniac.
A strip club maniac? This is the first time I've ever heard this.
No, but when I left Winfield, Louisiana, and went to L.A., the guys took me to my first strip club, I was like, oh, my God. This is like a movie.
Yeah, like his first strip club was L.A. Strip Club, not Country Bumpkinville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I never was at a point where I was going once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't count because they weren't the real strippers. It was amateur night.
It does count.
So the thing that always stood out to me, though, TJ told me a story one time, and I think we've told y'all before, that he knew a guy where they worked at the plant in Los Angeles. Was it a plant?
Yeah, it was a refinery.
That he knew a guy that got paid on a Friday.
Yeah.
They went to the strip club after they got paid, and the guy spent his entire – he had a wife and kids at home. He spent his entire paycheck, thousands of dollars at the strip club, and then had to go home and explain to his wife, I'm sorry, I spent $3,000, whatever it might be, at the strip club. I'm sure he didn't tell the truth.
You want to see how mad I was after someone ate my leftovers? Let my husband tell me that he spent his entire paycheck at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was he had a good job with the construction company that we worked for, but
and you know those girls probably knew him when he'd come in, so they already knew what to do, get every single dollar they could out of him.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Yeah, probably so.
One of them probably said, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
And he believed it.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.